Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A doctor from Brookline's facing up to 90 days in jail for failing to pay a $78,000 court debt. It's the latest escalation of a five-year legal fight over much higher fees the doctor was ordered to pay her former lawyers after she sued them for malpractice. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has the story.
Dr. Natalie Minkina will stay behind bars for 90 days or until she pays the $78,000. The Norfolk County Superior Court judge who sent the 59-year-old to jail yesterday called it coercive confinement. Minkina has been under order to pay the money since a judge found her in contempt in June.
I can't tell you how many court orders this woman has defied.
Dana Kasher represents the law firm that once represented Dr. Minkina in an employment discrimination case. The firm was then called Rogers, Powers & Schwartz. In 2009, Minkina sued the firm for malpractice. 4 years later, a judge dismissed the legal malpractice claim as frivolous. And in a rare move, he ordered Minkina to pay the legal fees the firm had incurred defending itself. The judgment now stands at about $250,000, including interest. The court has garnished Minkina's wages for the past 2 years. She was jailed for a night in December until her brother put up $30,000 toward Kasher's legal bills, which Minkina has also been ordered to pay.
Only when push goes beyond shove does she access the monies that she has or has access to. And that's what had to happen.
The bottom line is the judge said your wife could have paid this money by now, at least the $78,000, and has failed to do so, refused to do so.
Judge is completely wrong.
Leonid Weinstein is Natalie Minkina's husband. He says the only money his wife can access is their home's equity and her retirement fund, both of which are legally exempt from the judge's actions to collect the debt.
I don't know how she funneled the money, what kind of accounting she did. But there was clearly no money available to us. We would do that. We would pay if we could. We actually borrowed $10,000 to pay a previous one.
Minkina is representing herself, saying she can no longer afford an attorney. She's filed motions and appeals for the last 2 years. Still, she and her husband applied for refinancing of their Chestnut Hill home in an attempt to get the $78,000 by yesterday. They gave the judge bank documents to show they had been approved last Friday for the refinancing, but that it will only lead to about $60,000 in cash, not the $78,000 that's needed. Weinstein says he and his wife won't be able to close on any loan with her in jail. He also worries about her losing her job and therefore her wages the court needs to collect.
This is the worst kind of injustice someone can imagine. And it's abuse of law and not a misuse of law.
The other side's attorney says it's Minkina who is abusing the courts by dragging out a case that was long ago decided. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.